Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Back here from the home of the Hawks at Kessler Field, URI with a first down carry. Mudimbi on the carry, runs off to his left where he is tripped up and dropped in the backfield by Elijah Phillips. A loss on the play of about three. We'll set up a second and 13 for the Rams. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, thanks so much for joining us and spending part of your Saturday afternoon here on 1160, 1310, WOBM AM, Shore Sports Network, or GoMUHawks.com with the video stream. We're back on the air next Saturday afternoon from up at Staten Island, the NEC opener against the Seahawks of Wagner College. Benson gets the shotgun snap, flips it in the flat. Mudimbi makes the catch back on the 15-yard line, goes backwards to the 14, tackled and dropped by Rodriguez and Lorfing. Another loss on the play. The Rams right now just can't seem to get anything going offensively.
Through three quarters, they gained 139 yards compared to 460 for MU. This Hawks defense doing a tremendous job both on the run and in the air against URI. 38-3.
Third down and 16 from back at the Ram 14-yard line. Three wide receivers set, tight end to the right as well. Benson gets the snap, steps up, throws, crossing pattern over the middle. Catch is made by Abdullah, trying to get forward to the first down, cannot. Stopped at the 26-yard line. In on the tackle, Jamison Zacharias and Clark Coe. And URI will again have to punt with just about 2 minutes ticked off here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Monmouth pretty much from the beginning of the game. Hawks took the opening drive, went right down the field and scored. That was a KB Asante touchdown reception. And since that point, MU has never really looked back. Wineclaw on to punt. High spiraling kick. That one hanging in the air forever. Phillips on the fair catch call will make it at the Hawk 29-yard line where Monmouth will have it. First down and 10. Craig Peterson looks like he will take over here offensively for Monmouth. And I think a lot of the other first-team guys look like they are staying in.
I'd like to remind you, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or at app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press. It's your news any way you want it and wherever you are.
So Craig Peterson takes over. Peterson started half the season for Monmouth. We'll give it off to Hayes here around left end. Hayes, who will get dropped after a very small gain, maybe a yard out to the 30-yard line. Set up a second and 9 for Monmouth with 12 and a half minutes remaining, and really did play well. The team necessarily didn't put together the close in the season that they would like, but it was not because of Craig Peterson, who short of maybe one game, and that was the loss to Duquesne on homecoming under very adverse conditions, actually played pretty well.
He more than admirably filled in for Kyle last season.
Here's the give to Hayes off the left side. Peterson, who graduated last year just like Frazier, is a fifth-year senior, and if you think about it, it's actually a perfect situation for Monmouth. They have Frazier off an injury who looks like he's okay, but how many teams can boast that they have a fifth-year backup who started half of a season and has been around in the program for the last 4 years and can help mentor some of the younger quarterbacks, somebody who will take over the spot next year? Greg DePue, number 18, dressed in uniform today, and number 12, Charlie Vellis. There's two other quarterbacks on the roster. Both of them are freshmen. Ben Onet, number 11, and number 19, Terrence Scanlon. Neither of those guys are dressed for today's game. Peterson, flush in the pocket, wanting to throw on third and long, will tuck it and run, get out of bounds at the Monmouth 34-yard line. Will bring up fourth down. Ryan Moore, whose day was fairly quiet up until now, will come on and punt for the second straight possession.
After the change of possession, we'll get you up to date on the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. A couple of contests have gone final. do that for you after Moore's punt. You can use your computer if you want, but I got this thing if you want.
Yeah, you made me think that I hadn't looked at it in a while.
We do have some finals and two contests currently happening, including this 38-3 Monmouth lead here at Kessler.
Moore, under mild pressure, gets off a low end-over-end kick. Not the best of efforts from Moore. Referee still running up. And this one will be marked out of bounds at the Rhode Island 46-yard line. It goes as just about a 20-yard punt.
Not one of Moore's better efforts.
Kicking into the wind, I think was worried a little bit about pressure, but certainly not what we've become used to from Ryan Moore.
Let's take a look at this out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Wagner and Georgetown currently tied at 10, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter down in Washington, D.C. The rest of these all final. Lehigh 35, Central 14, Albany 35, Robert Morris 10. We'll get you the two others after this play.
Benson stays in the game at the quarterback spot. Gets the snap. Quick pass to the outside. Catch is made by Abdullah, who is then pushed out of bounds. A couple of new guys in there for Monmouth. Number 51, Wesley Cunningham, is in. He was an offensive lineman last year, a defensive lineman now this year.
In those final two games, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, over Bryant, 39-28. And Duquesne beats Dayton in Pittsburgh 17-7.
That's a big win for St. Francis, Pennsylvania.
That's a shocker.
Some might be thinking, what happened to Bryant? They have Jordan Brown back, who's one of the top running backs in all of FCS football. Another pass to the outside, this time to the near side. Catch is made by Brandon Johnson Farrell, who hauls it in. Fifth-year senior player. He'll get URI a first down.
Yeah, Matt, we were saying last week on the drive home from Lehigh that Bryant, for what we were expecting them to be this year, should have probably beaten Marist, and we didn't expect that to be close. Jordan Brown in that game was held in check. I believe he didn't even get to 50 yards rushing. They do have to replace the quarterback up in Smithfield, but high hopes for Bryant coming into the season, and they start 0-2, and I would say a very disappointing 0-2.
First down and 10 now for the Rams from the Monmouth 42-yard line. URI trying to get six up on the board somehow. Over the middle, Abdullah will make the catch. Will take a hard hit on the combo tackle from Coe, Gray, and Phillips. Down to the Monmouth now 23-yard line, 19-yard pickup. Clock continuing to run, 10 minutes, 14 seconds remaining. And Monmouth continuing to lead this one big, 38-3.
Little rhythm here for Benson. Couple of completions, and he's looked good when he's had time to throw the football. Monmouth pressure's been good. The coverage on the back end has been very good, and URI's really been made one-dimensional in this game, not being able to get anything going on the ground.
Corey Neal, number 70, junior defensive end from Lacey, has come in. Another one of those position change guys from the offensive side of the defensive side. Long pass to the far sideline, hauled in by Johnson Farrell, who will make the completion, take it down to the Hawk 14-yard line. Second down and one coming up after the 9-yard completion.
And we always seem to mention the opposing team and Shore Conference contingent of players. You already mentioned Connor Caponegro, a name that's familiar to diehard Monmouth fans. Craig Sicardo, a listed quarterback on this URI roster. His father, who is a high school coach now, I believe, was up here at MU for a couple years.
I formation. Here is the give to Essajola, who will bounce his way forward, kick it down inside the 10-yard line to the 9-yard line, and gain five to get a first down, and URI with a very rare first down and goal.
Yeah, the last time, Matt, they had it, they turned it over inside the five.
Craig Sicardo was part of a Lacey coaching staff the last few years. Not there anymore. Lou Versillo continues to be the head coach, longtime head coach down in Lacey Township. Essajola gets the carry, this time hit at the line of scrimmage. Anthony McDonough, the freshman linebacker, coming through and making the first hit. Second and goal coming up. Even though these are a lot of second-team guys in there right now for Monmouth, you know that they do not want to be the ones to yield a touchdown to URI.
They got to keep the Rams out of the end zone. And you look out there and do see a lot of second-teamers along with Elijah Phillips, who's getting extended time at the right cornerback spot as he continues to come back from an injury.
I think the idea there is obviously to just get him some reps.
He needs to see the field, that's right.
Second down and goal from the 9-yard line. Benson under pressure, wanting to throw, lets one fly towards the end zone, and that will fall incomplete. Masick was the first one giving pressure. Dave Demersion, number 57, there as well. It'll now set up a third down and goal.
Good pressure from the outside. We've seen Demersion play some nice minutes for Monmouth last week against Lehigh, and today getting some run now. Under eight to go here in this fourth quarter. As we've been saying, it's just been a complete performance thus far from this Monmouth team on top, 38-3.
Third down and goal from the Monmouth 9-yard line. Benson shotgun formation. Two receivers off to the left side. Movement from URI. That's going to back them up 5 yards. Johnson Farrell, the wide receiver. You don't see that very often. Tried to get a quick start and broke the plane of the line of scrimmage. It'll back them up 5, and it'll set up third and goal from the 14-yard line. 7.5 minutes remaining, and I guess somebody on the clock hasn't had the best of trigger figures today, because during that whole penalty, the clock was running.
Or their thinking is probably it's about 1,000,000 degrees in the press box. Maybe no one will notice. And you know what?
Somebody noticed.
To be honest, I think the move was run it down as much as I can and just hope they don't put that much time back on.
They put 7 seconds back up. It was stopped at 7:25 when the referees noticed it was running. It goes to 7:32. Shotgun look again for Benson. He's been there pretty much all day. Back off to his right, and three wide receivers into the game. Looking left, wanting to throw left. Gets it into the flat. Johnson Farrell will make the catch. And a good open field tackle. Phillips was there on the coverage. Right at the line of scrimmage. No gain for a long throw across the field. And from the 13-yard line, it's fourth down and goal. And it looks like URI will come on for a field goal. Their kicker, Dylan Smith, will come on and handle that.
You mentioned it. This is URI's first game. So wanting to maybe clean up some things in the special teams. Otherwise, there'd really be no reason not to go for it.
6:50 to play in the fourth quarter. This a 29-yard attempt. It is up, and it is good. URI gets three more on the board. Make it 38-6, but one more time, the defense for Monmouth has held, trying to put together a sixth consecutive quarter of no touchdowns allowed. We step out, take a 30-second timeout. We're back for more of the fourth quarter here with 6:44 to play in quarter number four. Monmouth, the big lead. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here on the Shore Sports Network. Lauren Bajica pushing the buttons for us back in the studios of 1160, 1310 WOBM AM. Also streaming live at GoMUHawks.com with video, ShoreSportsNetwork.com without. URI getting 3 points on the board after capitalizing with the field goal, making it 38-6. Here's the kickoff sent high in the air by Connor McHugh. Sumlin will return it. Sumlin outside to the 25, to the 30. Flag is out. This is probably going to be against Monmouth. That scoring drive for the Rams. 9 plays, 42 yards, took up 4.5 minutes. Capped off by the 29-yard field goal from Dylan Smith. This is going to be a hold or an illegal block on Monmouth. It'll be called as a hold. It's a 10-yard penalty. And it will back up MU inside their own 20-yard line. Our good buddy Ensar Luca, who I had the pleasure of calling some of the high school games with. We were just talking about Craig Sicardo, the former offensive coordinator at Lacey. We mentioned his son on the roster here for URI. He is now the offensive coordinator at Kane, ooh, Division III school in New Jersey. So appreciate that, Luch. He was at some of the game here today, beating the traffic on the way out this afternoon. Craig Peterson staying on as the backup quarterback for Monmouth. He will hand it off to Nagy, who will get the carry. Off left guard, push straight forward, out over the 20 to the 22-yard line. Gain is about 5. You know, we talked about Peterson with extended play last year. Here are his numbers. 106 of 169, a 63% completion percentage. 1,262 yards throwing the football, 10 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
How much more do you want or could you expect out of your backup quarterback? And remember, Monmouth was in mix for a conference title up to those last few weeks of the year, in large part to his performance.
Yep. Took over in the first half after Frazier went down against Bryant and played the rest of the way. Here's Nagy on the carry. He'll have a first down. Good to see Nagy, who missed the season opener last week and fumbled on his very first carry of the season today. Starting to get some carries and some positive yardage pushed forward out to the 31-yard line. We are inside of 6 minutes to go. 5:45 and rolling from Kessler Field, which will enjoy a home win for the first time in a long time. All the way back to the 2010 season, Monmouth riding an 8-game home losing streak, which will surely come to a close here today.
Well, one streak will continue, and it looks as though it'll be URI's road losing streak.
Nagy again on the carry, lowers the shoulder off the far side hash mark on an off-tackle play to the left, gets out over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Gain of 5, brings up 2nd and 5.
Now, you didn't take part in any of the festivities today because you were adhering to your broadcast responsibilities, but hopefully after the game you get a chance to see some of your former teammates out there in either the parking lot or, I mean, I know there's some post-game receptions at a couple of friendly spots in the area.
Celebrating 20 years of Monmouth football, a lot of the members of the 1993 inaugural team made their way back to campus today. As they do, you know, we've made maybe a bit bigger deal of it than we needed to. There's guys that come every week to games, football alumni.
Absolutely, and that's 100% true, and the alumni are a huge support base for what the Hawks are doing, but if you could highlight it one day, why not today? But this is the first of a season-long celebration of 20 years of football here at Kessler Field. 4 more home games after today's game. The next home contest, September 22nd, against Sacred Heart, where it's Youth Football Day among a host of other promotions.
Loss of 1 on the play on the carry by Nagy. Sets up 3rd down and 6. 4 minutes remaining. Peterson gets the snap. Fakes the pass to the outside, gives to Nagy, who will have the first down and more. He's got speed to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Down the far sideline to the 20, run out of bounds close to the 15-yard line. Nagy, that's his game. Get out into the open field and put it into an extra gear. Finally pushed out of bounds by Jamal Best, number 22. But a long run from Nagy gives Monmouth 1st down and 10 at the URI 15-yard line.
That's the spark that he showed in spring ball here, weaving through the initial surge at the line of scrimmage, Matt, before bouncing it to the sideline. And MU has made some really big plays today, this one on the ground.
Danny Agaman has come in at the running back spot. 4th Hawk to see tailback type play here today. He had a good spring as well, scored a couple of touchdowns in the preseason. He will get the carry, lose about a half yard as he runs in to the line of scrimmage. That tackle made by Manny Williams. Post game, we'll go through final stats, take one more look at the scoreboard before saying goodbye. Let you know of a couple things coming up. Obviously, our Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show taking place every Tuesday from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End from 7 to 8 o'clock. We invite you to come on down each and every week, but if you can't, you can listen to the same stations you're listening to right now, 1160, 1310. WOBM AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Agaman gets the pitch again off the left side, cuts back into the middle of the pack, gets some positive yardage down inside the 13 to about the 12.5. 3-yard pickup will bring up a 3rd down and 8. And as Eddie told you, next week we will be at Wagner before coming home on the 22nd of September. Next week's game proven, I think, to be pretty interesting. Wagner, a team that has had Monmouth's number the last few years, is longtime NEC rivals. It's a team that neither one likes to lose to the other.
And there's a lot going on that day. They're dedicating the field to Coach Walt Hamline next week.
Peterson, shovel pass to the inside for Ruane. He'll make the completion, take it down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. And a timeout has been taken. A URI player seems to be shaken up. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining. Monmouth with an opportunity here to think about going for it on fourth down or a field goal. Georgetown with a 13-10 lead right now on Wagner late in the fourth quarter. That game down in our nation's capital with the timeout taken on the field. We have a chance to look through some of the other action going on today. This is the CAA scoreboard. Minnesota beat UNH 44-7. Boston College leads Maine 20-3. Delaware playing host to Delaware State tonight. Georgia State will be at Tennessee. Old Dominion visiting Hampton. Richmond welcoming in Gardner-Webb. Alcorn State plays at James Madison. Villanova trying to even their record at 1-1 as they welcome in Fordham. And William and Mary will play host to Lafayette.
Interesting action in the Colonial Athletic Association. And we mentioned next week's game at Wagner. It's a big day at Wagner next week, Matt. They're not only dedicating the field to Coach Hamlin, they're honoring their undefeated Division III national championship team. So they're bringing out the big guns for the Hawks, and it is a geographical rivalry. We get to make that short trek right over the Outer Bridge. I know you love that trip.
It's fantastic. Why wouldn't you want to go to Staten Island on a Saturday afternoon, right?
Why not? Monmouth can play as good as they did today. It'll be a trip well worth making.
Spillane will come on for his second field goal attempt of the day. He's got 5 extra points already. Does have a field goal from earlier in the game, a 24-yarder that took place in the second quarter. This one close to about the same distance. Peterson will put the knee down at the 16, so we'll call this a 26-yarder. Right smack dab in the middle of the field, but into a swirling wind. Long cadence, good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It certainly has the distance. Hooks in side the left upright and puts 3 more up on the board for MU. 41-6 the score. 1:25 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back to put a capper on this one in the fourth quarter as MU up big, 41-6. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
It's amazing when you listen to things during the course of the commercials that take place. We have a yogurt operation going on campus right now.
What we have is an official frozen dessert sponsor for the athletic department. And I don't know if you saw it walking in, they have like a yogurt mobile that they drive around, and it has free samples coming out of the back.
Oh, well, why have we not been partaking in that all day in the sweat box that we're in right now?
The best part is the guys over at Toppit that make that happen. Today they brought blue and white as their colors. It was a blueberry vanilla combination. I think it tastes like victory.
Killing me, Smalls.
I'm sorry. You need yogurt? I'll go get you some yogurt.
Santangelo will kick it off here, sending Johnson Farrell all the way back inside his 5-yard line. It then goes out of bounds at the 1, but he touched it. So it will go as a deflected kickoff out of bounds at the 1-yard line. As if the day couldn't get any worse for URI, it just did.
Maybe they need some yogurt.
Santangelo. I'll tell you what, Santangelo's look good kicking the ball off. I'm not talking about yogurt anymore. I'm upset with you that we haven't had it up here all day. And all the people that are kind of standing around not doing a whole lot on staff, we can't get somebody to bring some yogurt up to the announcers every once in a while.
He's talking about you. You know that.
That's my guy right there.
I'll make sure to have some Toppit frozen yogurt delivered specially to the play-by-play booth.
And next week it'll probably be like minus 10 degrees in September.
We need a hot chocolate sponsor.
Want hot chocolate. 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Monmouth 41, URI 6. Benson up under center. He'll just run it forward, looking for a little bit of breathing room.
We have a sailing team. Maybe we can get them out here.
It's true. Just bring it on campus. You can float around. Here's URI again, keeping it pretty close to the vest. Inside handoff goes to Justin Farvo, the H-back. URI does not have to snap the ball again if they choose not to. How about the Monmouth defense today, giving up 6 points, allowing no touchdowns, and now a scoreless streak in terms of touchdowns that you can put 6 quarters on the book. 2 against Lehigh, who scored their touchdown late in the game after an offensive turnover, and 4 here. clock has stopped for a second. I think coaches never stop coaching. Kevin Callahan out on the sideline wanting to know why the clock is not winding right now. There was a helmet that had come off, so they stopped it for just a second, and now it will get back up and going.
If what we just heard is right, you know, obviously the new rule this year, if a helmet comes off, you have to come off the field. If a helmet comes off, there's an automatic 10-second runoff?
It might be in the last 2 minutes of a half, perhaps, in case an offensive player takes it off trying to stop the clock for whatever reason. I would think that's only if an offensive player loses their helmet, not defensively.
Right. We're going to need some clarification.
Well, what it does do is it expires the clock before URI can get another playoff. And how about that for a season-opening win? All Monmouth, all day. They win it 41-6 and knock off URI from the Colonial Athletic Association, an expected member of the NAC next year. Well, the invitation pulled back from the Rams, and Monmouth puts a little bit of a whipping on URI today. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back, wrap it up with scores, stats, our player of the game, and a look ahead to next week's game against Wagner College. Big one today for MU. They get back on the winning side in 2012 and here at home, even their record to 1-1. 41-6 the final score. We're back for the postgame show right after this quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Monmouth improves to 3-12 overall against Colonial Athletic Association teams. They beat URI in a pretty big way today. 41-6, the final score, to go to 1-1 on the season. Time to take a look at some other scores from around the country and the Northeast Conference, presented by Coca-Cola Zero, our out-of-town scoreboard. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. An emphatic pump of the fist for head coach Kevin Callahan, who gets his 110th career victory as MU snaps out of a nasty home losing streak and improves to 1-1 on the year. You know that one feels good for the head coach of MU in his 20th year. Lehigh beat Central Connecticut State in the Northeast Conference 35-14. CCSU now 0-2 on the year. Albany again looks to be a team to beat in the Northeast Conference. They beat Robert Morris 35-10. Albany now 2-0, 1-0 in the league. Robert Morris falls to 0-2, 0-1. The only other all-league game took place out at the Pine Bowl, 39-28. St. Francis, Pennsylvania knocks off Bryant. PA goes to 1-1. Bryant 0-2, 0-1 in the league. Big win for Duquesne at home as they beat Dayton 17-7. The Dukes, who lost to ODU a week ago, even their record to 1-1. And Georgetown able to hold off Wagner and beat the Seahawks 13-10. The Seahawks now 0-2 on the year. That's the next opponent for Monmouth up on the schedule. Top 25, some games already completed. Ohio State, the number 14 team of the country. They beat UCF, Central Florida, 31-16. How bad is Miami this year? They get whipped by Kansas State, the number 21 team in the country, 52-13 out in Manhattan. South Carolina, the number 9 team in the country. They beat East Carolina 48-10. Number 12, Clemson, all over Ball State, down in South Carolina, 52-27. In the third quarter, Virginia Tech leading Austin Peay 28-7. Just underway, Central Michigan playing host to number 11, Michigan State. No score in that one. Also in the first quarter, scoreless between Louisville and Missouri State. Number 19, Michigan playing host to Air Force in Ann Arbor. That is scoreless. Also first quarter action up in East Rutherford from MetLife Stadium. Number 2, Southern Cal and Syracuse playing. That game is scoreless. Number 24, Florida on the road to Texas A&M in the first ever SEC game for the Aggies. That one scoreless a couple minutes into the first quarter. Notre Dame playing host to Purdue. A couple minutes gone by. Quarter number 1 from South Bend. Scoreless in that contest. The number 1 team of the country, Alabama, playing host to Western Kentucky. That one has just kicked off and scoreless. A slew of games starting between 4 o'clock and 10 o'clock, but those are all the games in progress right now. That's our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you again by Coca-Cola Zero.
Few superlatives to hand out before, Matt, we get to our final wrap-up. This is going to be a tough one. I'm not sure if you want to discuss it or if we just want to give it away, but our player of the game presented by the Sonic of Tinton Falls. Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes from campus in Tinton Falls. It's open until midnight, and they are located right off Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center.
Kyle Frazier will get those awards today. 18 of 28, threw for 264 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Also had 57 yards of net rushing on the ground, a long of 28 on the ground, short of the one long play by Nagy. That was the longest Monmouth run by anybody today. So Kyle Frazier in his second game back off the injury, he gets our Player of the Game awards for this afternoon.
One more will give our Drive of the Game away, which is presented by Chevy and your Tri-State Chevy dealers. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. You're normally pretty good about picking a drive of the game.
Well, I think we're going to go with the first score of the day. 13 plays, 85 yards that took up 5:45 of the clock. KB Asante caught the first touchdown pass of the day from Frazier, put Monmouth up 7-0. And I think what it did do is it got Monmouth off to such a good start offensively after a bad start last week against Lehigh, just set the tone for the entire game.
It was a game that Monmouth needed to start fast. They did. They were able to get on top of Rhode Island, and they continued scoring when they had to. You mentioned it. We didn't see the punter until well into the second half.
We'll come back after a quick timeout. We'll go through final stats for you real quick. We'll look ahead to our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. It's Wagner who will play next week from Staten Island. Just a quick 60-second break. We're back to put a wrap on it from West Long Branch. Hawks win it today, 41-6 over URI.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
41 points up on the board today for Monmouth. They win it 41-6, dominating statistically in just about every category. First downs 25-11, rushing yards 272-49, passing yards 276-148. Overall, 75 total plays for Monmouth, 539 yards as opposed to 51-197 for the University of Rhode Island. Time of possession in Monmouth's favor, 33 minutes and 20 seconds to 26 minutes and 40 seconds. How about this one? Third down conversions. That's one that coaches always circle. Monmouth 9 of 14 on third down, 1 of 1 on fourth down. URI 1 of 10 on third down, 1 of 1 on fourth down. Some individual stats for you. Kyle Frazier, we mentioned his numbers, 18 of 28, 264, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Pete Nagy, 8 carries, 82 yards. KB Asante, 14 carries, 64 yards. Julian Hayes, 12 for 59. He had two touchdowns as well. Receiving, Neil Sterling led the way, 4 catches, 45 yards. Tristan Roberts, 4 for 40. Lamar Davenport, 3 for 44, and a touchdown. KB Asante, 2 for 23. He had a touchdown reception as well. Defensively on the day, Jeremy Rodriguez led the way, 7 tackles for him. Elijah Phillips, so good to see him back in the lineup, 6 tackles. Pat Gray with 6. Mitchell Pollard with 5. The numbers for URI, not great at all. Benson, the quarterback, 19 of 28, 148 with the interception. Isha Jola, 9 carries for 27 yards. Benson, 3 for 12. Abdullah, pretty good game receiving the football. He was 7 for 87. Johnson Farrell, 6 for 38. Take a look real quick at the scoring summary for you. Monmouth got it started on their very first drive. It was our drive of the game. Kyle Frazier capped off a 13-play, 85-yard drive with an 8-yard pass to KB Asante. Monmouth led 7-0. URI able to come right back after a fumble from Pete Nagy with Dylan Smith getting them on the board, a 22-yard field goal, but Monmouth only gave up 3. That was important, especially early on in the game. Julian Hayes comes back for the Hawks. 8 plays, 77 yards, 22-yard touchdown run for Hayes, who really played much better than he did a week ago. Monmouth led 14-3. Make it 17-3 after a 24-yard field goal from Eric Spillane at the 9:20 mark in the second quarter. And then to wrap up the first half, Mike McLafferty caught a touchdown pass, was wide open after Frazier able to scramble away from some trouble. 3 plays, 51 yards. The quickest scoring drive of the day for the Hawks took just 46 seconds. And at the break, Monmouth led 24-3. They came right back out on their first drive in the third quarter of the second half. A 6-play, 67-yard drive. Julian Hayes' second touchdown, a 1-yard run, 31-3. Frazier not done. His third touchdown pass of the day went to Lamar Davenport from 9 yards out after a 6-play, 48-yard drive, and MU led 38-3. URI finally got back on the board midway through the fourth quarter. Another 29-yard field goal from Dylan Smith, 38-6. And then Eric Spillane capped off the scoring for MU at the 125 mark in the fourth. Spillane, a 26-yarder, his second of the day. That was after a 9-play, 74-yard drive from the second unit. That is it. 41-6. Monmouth wins it.
Complete performance both offensively and defensively in this game. Matt, this afternoon in front of a good crowd here at Kessler Field, and Monmouth now gets that monkey off the back. They know they can win games at home, and now they'll have to take to the road in our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, driven with pride when they take on Wagner next week in Staten Island at 1 p.m.
Seahawks coming off a couple of losses, one to Florida Atlantic in week one, which is an FBS school. 7-3 was the final score. Wound up losing to Georgetown today, 13-10. So the Seahawks will be 0-2. That's dangerous. You don't want to usually play an 0-2 team, because 0-3 sends that season into a downward spiral. We talked about all of the festivities that are expected to take place at Wagner College next week. You can think of no better way than to spoil it than to go in and beat one of Mama's longtime rivals. Big win today here today. Eddie, a much-needed win. Give Mama some confidence. And the way that the team playing right now looks like things really coming together pretty well.
It looks as though those question marks we had early on, and we talked about it, some players who didn't play well a week ago or whose timing might have been off a little bit. Well, I think all the problems, Matt, were cured today. A lot of ills were cured on the field today at home. Kyle Frazier looked sharp. All three tailbacks looked sharp. A lot of the pass receivers did. The defense has played phenomenal football for six straight quarters now, keeping URI out of the end zone today. They look good in every facet of the game, and they have as much momentum as they could need moving forward now to take on Wagner next Saturday in Staten Island.
We remind you of a couple of things. The Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 on the Shore Sports Network, live from Jack's Goal Line Stand. If you can't make it, obviously listen to us on the radio. And as we just told you, our next broadcast coming up next Saturday afternoon from Staten Island with a 1 o'clock kickoff pregame show right around 12:45. Great one today at home for Monmouth. They celebrate the 1993 football team and celebrate it in big, big fashion, winning over URI 41-6. Partner, I'll see you during the week. This one was fun.
Sounds good. Well, we'll do it again next Saturday.
We'll shower off.
been dripping for an hour now.
An hour?
Okay, 4 hours.
4 hours, absolutely.
Good job as always, sir.
Our thanks back to Lauren Vajica. Great job in the studio today. Certainly easier when everything works with the equipment. Rob McCourt for swinging by at halftime and giving us a couple of minutes. As we told you, the men's soccer game moved from tonight to tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Everyone here at Monmouth University, great job, great home opener. Monmouth wins it over URI one more time, 41-6. For Eddie Iacopinti, this is Matt Harmon saying so long from Kessler Field. Hawks win it at home. You've been listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, football-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 5 locations in the Shore area, helping to get you back in the game. The Penalty Box Cafe, laser tag, arcade birthday parties, located at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.